So I'd like to start today's constructive rest with this quote, these words from Margaret Atwood. This is the solstice, the still point of the sun, its cusp and midnight, the year's threshold and unlocking, where the past lets go and becomes the future. So I wanted to somehow honour, if that's quite the right word, that it is the winter solstice very, very soon. Our shortest day and longest night of the year here in the Northern Hemisphere. So for me, the winter solstice kind of brings up ideas of the importance of rest, hibernation, slowing down, letting go, doing only the minimum needed, being warm and cozy inside, protected from the cold outside. So, lighting a candle is one tradition that some people do on the solstice, a light in the darkness, the promise of light to come, perhaps. And as the days soon start to little by little get longer again. So, in our constructive rest session today, I'm going to be including some words from Catherine May in her book Wintering: The Power of Rest and Retreat in Difficult Times, as well as some words about rest from the poet philosopher David White that speak to me. So let's start with these words from Catherine May. Plants and animals don't fight the winter. They don't pretend it's not happening and attempt to carry on living the same lives that they lived in the summer. They prepare, they adapt, they perform extraordinary acts of metamorphosis to get them through. Winter is a time of withdrawing from the world, maximizing scant resources, carrying out acts of brutal efficiency, and vanishing from sight. But that's where the transformation occurs. Winter is not the death of the life cycle, but its crucible. So we are taking the opportunity today to withdraw a little, to rest in a way that hopefully helps us maximize our internal resources, our precious energy, and prepare for what's to come. Today's talk will include these themes of quiet and stillness and rest. So, here are a few thoughts for you to try out and consider during our constructive rest today. If any of them seem especially right for you, know that you can come back to them at any time. Simply allow these thoughts to pass through your system without force, strain, or even judgment on how well you're doing. They are gentle invitations of possibility and permission. So think, I am free to be gentle with myself. I am free to feel whatever I feel and meet that with kindness and acceptance. I am free to be exactly as I am right now. I am free to notice, to be open and aware. I don't have to do anything. I am free to rest. So Now let's contemplate what it means to rest and to even rest constructively. David White says that rest is the conversation between what we love to do and how we love to be. That rest is the essence of giving and receiving, an act of remembering, imaginatively and intellectually, but also physiologically and physically. As you lie quietly in constructive rest, listen, hear, and take in his words.
You've got
To
to.
rest is not self-indulgent. To rest is to prepare to give the best of ourselves and to perhaps, most importantly, arrive at a place where we are able to understand what we have already been given. And now, in my words, it is time to pause, to stop doing and simply be for a few minutes, to be present, supported, and aware of yourself and your surroundings. You are giving yourself the gift of time to replenish and refresh, to rest and restore. I invite you to have your eyes open for a little while at least. So your attention is not only on yourself, but also wide and out into the room. As you settle, take a few moments to adjust to being on the ground and simply be aware of your breath lightly moving in and out through your nose. Think to yourself, I am free to simply be. So the first thing I invite you to bring your awareness to is your connection with the ground beneath you. Notice those parts of your body that actually make contact with the floor, and in particular, of your weight-bearing points of contact, your feet, the back of your pelvis, your lower back, your elbows or arms, the back of your shoulder blades, and the back of your head resting on its support. Allow yourself to rest and give your weight to the floor. Know that you are supported. Think to yourself, I am free to receive the support of the ground. Now expand that awareness to include the space that is all around you, above, below, in front, behind, and to either side. As you breathe in and out, think to yourself, I am free to notice the space all around me. Now I invite you to do a little scan of your body. See what you notice. You noticing any places in you that are feeling tight, uncomfortable, or even in pain? If you can, acknowledge them, but know that there's nothing that you have to do to change or fix right now. Think. I am free to be as I am. I don't have to change anything. I don't have to fix anything. And know that you are, of course, free to move at any time to make yourself more comfortable. Now bring your attention to the places in your body that feel relatively good, that are not so tense or tight. or uncomfortable, where you are more comfortable. This could manifest as a kind of lack of feeling. We're so good at noticing what's wrong. It can be a skill to notice what's going relatively well. Let's call this sort of noticing, noticing ease. So think to yourself, I am free to notice ease. I'm free to notice any ease in my feet and in my toes. I'm free to notice any ease that might be there in my hips, legs, knees, and ankles. I'm free to notice any ease in my shoulders and arms, hands and fingers. I'm free to notice any ease that might be there in my back, upper, mid, lower. I'm free to notice any ease in my belly, in my chest, my heart. I'm free to notice any ease in my neck and in my head. As you gently and quietly breathe in and out, think to yourself, I am free to notice ease. So, this is a time when we can allow a bit more quiet, a bit more stillness in ourselves. When there is a time for things to quiet, to quieten, for our thoughts to quiet a little, for our muscles to quiet a little. And in this quiet space, we can gently notice the ongoing movement of our breath within the stillness. So notice now the air again going in and out through your nose, quietly, gently. You're not trying to change anything about your breath, simply shining a little light on it. And notice the gentle movement of your breath in the stillness is more like that of the waves coming into shore. And the movement of your ribs is a three-dimensional all around movement. You may be most familiar with that rise and fall in the chest and in the abdomen. But if you stop and notice, you'll notice there's a movement out to the sides within each in-breath as the ribs rise up and out. And there's an expansion in the back with each out-breath. As the lungs fill with air and the ribs raise up. And as the breath moves out again, you'll notice that kind of gentle coming back in as the ribs straight drape down and your lungs empty. Think to yourself, my body breathes me. My body breathes me. I am free to notice my breathing, and my breathing is free. So, not forgetting about your breath, but I invite you to include it in your sense of your whole self as you listen to these words, more words. From Catherine May. Doing those deeply unfashionable things, slowing down, letting your spare time expand, getting enough sleep, resting, is a radical act now, but it is essential. Life meanders like a path through the woods. We have seasons when we flourish. And seasons when the leaves fall from us, revealing our bare bones. Given time, they can grow again. And again, winter is not the death of the life cycle, but its crucible. Now, come back to noticing again your contact with the floor or whatever you are resting on, your physical support. You can notice those weight-bearing points again. Maybe you notice that something's changed from when you first lay down. You can think to yourself, I am free to receive the support of the ground. And from this space, once again, expand your awareness out into the space that is all around you. You can be aware of the space that's above you and below you, the space that's in front of you and behind you, the space that's to either side of you, and in every other direction in between. And you can center yourself in this space and think to yourself, I am free to be aware of the space all around me. I am free to notice the quiet in the space around me and within me. I am free to notice the stillness in which there is quiet movement. I am free to rest, and I am free to notice ease. So as this constructive rest time starts to draw to a close, I want to come back to more words from David White. Rested, we are ready for the world, but not held hostage by it. Rested, we care again for the right things and the right people in the right way. In rest, we establish the goals that make us generous, more courageous, more of an invitation, someone we want to remember, and someone others would want to remember too. Know that by doing constructive rest today, you are doing something very important for yourself. So before we finish, before you get up, if you are ready to get up, remind yourself that you still have the support of the ground beneath you. You have space above you, behind you, in front of you and to either side of you. Your breath is freely moving in and out and in. Perhaps you can allow a sense of quiet and stillness to be with you, even when you do start to move. And if you become aware of any new tension arising in you as you start to move, as you start to do, use it as a gentle reminder to think instead, I am free to notice ease. And so, if you are ready now, take your time to bring yourself gently and mindfully up to sitting or standing. And when you get there, pause and notice the ground supporting you, under you, in a different place from before, maybe just under your feet or under your sitting bones, but you still have that support. Think to yourself, I am free to receive the support of the ground. I'm free to be aware of the space around me. And if you have the space and You are able and wish to, you could take this into walking for a few moments in your room, thinking to yourself, I am free to move. I am free to notice ease. I am free. So remember, you can bring back any of these ideas or thoughts at any time to help you be more present, connected, easeful as you go about the rest of your day.